I'm Brian Burkhart with a WEKU Daily News podcast for February 12, 2026. The city of Livingston has finalized an agreement to sell its debt-addled water system, ending a case in front of the Public Service Commission. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
Livingston is selling its water system to Kentucky American Water, according to public filings. The city buys its water from Wood Creek Water District, which temporarily ended service to some residents last November. Livingston has been accruing tens of thousands of dollars in debt to Wood Creek since 2006. The city will pay off its debts as part of the $400,000 sale. That includes around $58,000 to Wood Creek and more than $66,000 in loans from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The filing says utility rates for Livingston residents will stay unchanged until Kentucky American Water's next rate case before the Public Service Commission. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Policy set by state lawmakers could increase the cost of electricity for Kentucky residents by billions of dollars by 2050. That's the conclusion of a 65-page report released in December by the Kentucky Resources Council, Earth Justice, the Mountain Association, and the Metropolitan Housing Council. In an interview with Eastern Standard, Kentucky Resource Council attorney Byron Gary said laws passed in 2023 make it more difficult for utilities to retire fossil fuel generation such as coal and gas. That, he says, exposes Kentucky electricity customers to volatile costs.
Things like the possibility of prices going through the roof, as they did, say, in the post-COVID or after the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, we saw gas prices go through the roof and relatedly saw the cost of electricity go through the roof.
The report recommends cheaper generation, including wind, solar, and battery storage. You can hear more of this discussion with Byron Gary on today's episode of Eastern Standard, available online at weku.org. Republican U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell has been discharged from the hospital. McConnell's office says that he was released Tuesday after being treated for flu-like symptoms and is now working from home. The Republican was hospitalized on February 2nd. A statement from McConnell's office said he'll work from home for the rest of the week on the advice of his doctors. The Republican turns 84 next week and is not seeking re-election to another term in the Senate. A bill moving through the Kentucky House would put restrictions on how law enforcement agencies use and keep the data they collect from controversial license plate readers. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more.
GOP Representative John Hodgson's bill would be the first state regulations on the widely used cameras that use artificial intelligence to track information on passing cars. The bill would only allow law enforcement agencies to keep the huge pool of data that the cameras collect for up to 90 days, with some exceptions. It also restricts who they can share data with. Here's Hodgson.
You can't retain the data forever. You can only sell it or give it away for very narrowly interpreted purposes, and we're going to continue to use them to enhance public safety and prevent crime.
It passed the House Judiciary Committee unanimously and now heads to the full chamber for consideration. A couple Liberty Wing Republicans supported the bill but said they wanted to see something that goes further. Representative T.J. Roberts of Burlington has filed his own legislation to ban license plate readers.
The government isn't entitled to your whereabouts. They are not entitled to your habits. They're not entitled to your routine.
Hodgson's bill would also require the police officer to visually confirm the scanned plate, match the alert before performing a traffic stop. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
A new 8-week workforce academy for young people is launching in Davis County. It's a combined effort by Owensboro Community and Technical College and the Cliffhagen Boys and Girls Club. 24 students from Owensboro and Davis County will attend 2-hour weekly sessions on topics including carpentry, healthcare and veterinary technology, and advanced manufacturing. Becky Barnhart with the OCTC.
This is the first program we've ever done with Boys and Girls Club, and it's really just an opportunity to introduce the students to different career pathways and employment, essential employability skills that they may pursue after high school.
Barnhart says the academy's goal is to teach skills that could lead to jobs in high-demanding career fields. The Academy will hold a celebration and completion ceremony for its first ever cohort on April 1st. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.